This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International on May 10th, and we're talking about books and getting your book to number one bestseller so that you can say, I am a number one bestselling author, and really draw attention to your book and to your brand and to your products, and it can open all kinds of doors for you. So it's actually easier than you think. There, you know, I've done lots of trainings before with this sort of thing where they make it more complicated, and yeah, I didn't really want to do that. I just wanted to do a simple method. You know, the things I've heard about before, you get a whole bunch of, you know, you have a book website. I mean, you can do that, a website just for the book, and you can, you know, have people, you get a lot of different people to contribute bonuses of some sort, an ebook or something, and you say, if you know, you can get everyone gets my book on this one day, then you can get all these different bonuses worth $3,000 and all this. But that method is kind of overused, and I think you know, it's fake. You know, people are bonused out, I think, in some ways, and so it. You know, usually your readers, they want something from you, a bonus from you, not to all these, 20 other people. And so, you don't really need to do all that. It's a lot of extra work and it doesn't, get you anything. It's better to just do, you know, give one gift yourself, one special report or something. Like I thought for you guys, you know, one thing it would be to, you know, teach you how to do this process, that's a gift in itself, and provide you with a report. After this, I'll make up a report here and email it to you about how, you know, how to get that bestseller status. So what I did was, first of all, you know, my book, Your Performing Edge, it's been out there for 10 years, and I've always sold it just in the print version. I'd never sold it in a digital format before. And then I got it, you know, what I did was took breaking it into like different sections of the book, six sections, and then making an ebook out of each one. So I took the first section of the book, and then I added other material as well, some new material, and updated it and expanded it, and then put that into one ebook that I called Sports Psychology Coaching for Your Performing Edge. So the title sort of ties into the print book as well. And I got it up on Amazon as a Kindle book. And that's easier than you think. It's basically, you just basically put it into a Word document. You don't even have to do a PDF file. You put it into a Word document. They want it as a DOC, .DOC, not DOCX, but the older version, just .DOC. And you go to KDP, which stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. You go to kdp.amazon.com, and then you just click on instructions there, and it kind of walks you through step by step how to upload your book to Kindle, and it gives you the specifications and all, and we'll go into more of the details about how to get your book on Kindle in a, you know, a separate training, but that part is it's fairly straightforward. And the great thing too is if you it doesn't have to be perfect the first time around, because since it's a digital book, even if you make a mistake or you think, oh yeah, I got to go back and make these updates or put in a link to my new, like TJ, if you're doing run amok tours and you think, oh, I've got a link to my Peru trip or whatever it is that you're the fundraiser you're doing, you can say, here, I want to put that in. So you just go back to Kindle there, you click on bookshelf, and you can click on update and just just put in, or you can just basically create a new new Word document with the new information that you want, and then you just click there, upload new file, and it just uploads it for you. And usually within 24 hours, it's up there again. And even while it's updating the new file, your old book, your previous one, is still up there. People can buy it, so you don't have any downtime. So that's the nice thing about that. And so I got the book up there, and then I did, first thing I did was I did a price drop, you know, of down to 99 cents, which is crazy, right? But
Yeah.
People think a book for 99 cents. It's not, of course, it's not the whole book. It's a section of the book, and it's I wanted to do it. It's just for that one day. For you pick one day of the week, and it's better to do, you know, during the middle of the week. I'd say Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Thursday is probably the best, so that you can, you know, people are around during the week, and you can get them ready for this. And so yeah. So anytime you go up to have a book on Kindle, you can just you can change the price. There's a little section on there, page 2, that says change your price, and you just put in whatever price you want. You have to, let's see, with Kindle, the way that the royalties work is they encourage you to, if you price your book at $2.99 to $9.99, then they give you 70% royalties, which is pretty darn good. For the fact that you don't do anything, they you just get it up there, and Amazon handles the, you know, the marketing of it, the sales, the fulfillment, and they collect the money, and they handle, if there are any refunds, they do that. I sold 120 books on that one day. This is pretty amazing. On Thursday, and I only got one refund. I don't know why someone would refund it, but if they could, maybe they had trouble getting it onto their Kindle or something. So that's a pretty good ratio. And so if there is any of that, you don't have to deal with any of that kind of stuff. Amazon handles all of it. So and they're giving you 70% royalties. And most of the time, once you get a book up there, then it just keeps selling and selling. And Amazon, you know, does a lot of the marketing. I can tell you how to do your own, do things to help the marketing too. Like getting reviews on there is really good as well. So I did the price drop down to 99 cents just for that one day only, because I wanted to ask my family and friends and you guys to help with that. And, you know, if it's 99 cents, it's like a no-brainer. Right? Anyone would be willing to help with that. So that's easy to do on Kindle. And then I made a list of contacts. I think that's the second step, is to, you want to, you know, take some time to make a list of all the different groups that you're associated with. Individuals, make a list of individuals first, like your closest family and friends, because you want to get real individual people to commit to, you know, just buying the book on this one day, and get their email address and tell them that you'll, you know, email them the link. Because when you get your book on Amazon, then they email you this link, a shorter link, which is easy to put out there on Twitter and Facebook and your blog and all your social media, and email it to people. And so you just say, go to this link to get the book on, and please get it on this one day that you've chosen. And if you have a concentrated number of sales within that one day, Amazon absolutely loves you, and your book can get really high rankings. Now, the good news is, the little-known secret is that you don't have to get that many book sales to get to number one in a certain category. So Amazon has category. First, there's an overall Amazon ranking. And that's, you know, Amazon has millions and millions of books. And you think, oh, geez, you know, I could never... You know, you can't compete with, you know, all the top books that are out there, with Anthony Robbins or Jack Canfield or, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul, all these books, because they've got huge budgets and huge staff to do all this promotion. But the good news is, you don't have to. Amazon has hundreds of categories, subcategories. And so if you go on, for instance, one of them is sports psychology, another category is Olympic Games, another category they have is called mind, body, spirit, you know, like for you, TJ, and Sue Hasker, you know, and Lauren, you know, are all working in the healing area, and a lot, most of us are. That would be a good category, too. There's a category called running, you know, which would be great. For, you know, Rob and TJ and you know, Duran's just got his book out too now, which is exciting. That's called the Performance Playbook. And so, you have, if you just pick, with Kindle, you can pick two categories, two subcategories, and it gives, they give you a whole list there. And, you know, you might want to go into, like, sports, or there's a category of health and fitness, and then you just browse there to see what categories that you would want. So you can pick two categories, and then you want to try to, you know, in your title, your book title, your description, try to put keywords that are, you know, focused around those categories, and that way you'll rank high in those particular categories. So I ended up, early in the morning at 10 o'clock, I had sold, of the campaign that Thursday, I'd sold 28 books, and it only took 28 book sales to get to number one in the category of, I think it was sports psychology, and the category of Olympic Games. So you think about it, I mean, anybody could sell 28 books, right? You know, that's not that many to get to number one in your category. And so that's the really good news, that if you could get, lots of people to buy it on that one day, then you can... it's easy to get to number one, and you can always have that. Then you can call yourself a number one best-selling author, and you'll always have that distinction of being able to put that on your business cards, on your, on your website, and your promotional materials. And when you're interviewed on a TV, you can say TJ, if you're going to Adam Goucher, you can say I'm a number one best-selling author of when you're wanting to interview top athletes, and that always helps too. So you make a list first of your contacts, individual contacts, and then group contacts. And of course, running clubs, sports clubs, comes to mind. I mean, gosh, San Diego area, Rob, for you, and Portland for you, TJ. I mean, those are two of the top running areas in the country, right? You've probably got...
Yeah, right.
I know in the Bay Area here, there's probably over 1,000 running clubs just in the San Francisco Bay Area. I didn't even touch that. That's for maybe the next time around. running, you probably associate with at least one running club that you both know, right? You could contact the president of that group, or whoever you know, and say that you're doing this book promotion or book launch, and if you want, or maybe you want to put your phone on mute, which is *6, if there's some background noise, that would be great. So we can get a clean recording here, and then if you want to speak again, just press *6 again to unmute. You want to contact your running clubs, and most running clubs have their own website, and they also have a Facebook page. So you can, if you join that group, then you can post something there. So you make your list. Just things like high school. I went to my high school reunion last fall, so I had a list of all those people. So I put that down, and I actually emailed them and got several book sales from those people, because they all know me and want to support me. So you can think of those. You can think of list of relatives, people that you've done things for, if they owe you a favor. You can ask for support, just be creative. Your clients, current clients and past clients, they all want to, want to get good, not just support you, but get good information from you. So you can, and think of it as, you may be thinking, well, I don't want to give away the whole farm, give away my whole book for 99 cents. You could just put a section of it up there. Like mine is currently, the first section is 62 pages. So it's the first section of the book plus some additional articles I put in there, new material. So do a section of your book and make that an ebook for this first Amazon run like this. And first, if you can think of it as in terms of promoting it, I actually only spent four, I think it was 4 days, five days total, you know, before this book launch, actually, you know, promoting this and, you know, talking about it. So it really wasn't, didn't take that much time. I just put a lot of time into, you know, a few days, a concentrated time period. And so what I did was I thought, well, I have I thought, why don't I work offline first and then go to online kind of stuff. So offline would be, I had my book, the physical book. You know, you can have your book printed out. Have if you go to a printer, you know, just a book printer, you can have lots of copies printed. If you have a whole bunch printed, you can get them down to like $1 per book kind of thing, or $1 to $2 per book, which is makes it, you know, doable to hand a few copies out as a way. I thought, what if I use the physical book to start a conversation about the ebook? So, and that's what I thought I'd try that. And so I went to, you know, example is I, you know, you can find really great people in, you know, unusual places. Like I went to, the nursing home, where I was visiting my mother, and I thought, Barbara there, who's the, receptionist, she's a good friend of mine. She'll, be interested in this. So I'm showing her the book. And then this other woman walks up named Michelle. She is in social services. She says, wow, what is that? That looks like a really interesting book. And I had another copy, so I said, here you can take a look. And she says, wow, I'm a runner, and I'm really interested in psychology. This is great. She says, can I pay you for this? And I said, well, actually, I'd like to give it to you as a gift. And she said, wow, really? You're going to give this to me as a gift? And I said, yeah, you know, I want you to have this. And they're looking it over, and, you know, it's, you know, I mean, you've just given someone a wonderful gift of a physical book that they can actually look at and touch and feel, and they know exactly what's in it, and they see it's really valuable material. And then I said to them, you know, I've got a new book coming out this Thursday. And it's an ebook, and it's a fundraiser. I'm actually making it a fundraiser for the Leukemia Society because I'm really tied in with them. I've done, you know, talks for them for 20 years now, and they're you know, a great group. So I said I'll give you if you want to press *6 if you've got some background noise, that'd be great. Anyway, I said I'll get. You know, I would love it if you could go to Amazon. It's just 99 cents for one day only, and it's a fundraiser for Leukemia Society, and get the book, and it'll help the rankings. And I'd like to get my book to number one on Amazon in my category, you know, I did that with several people, and they said, "Of course I will." I mean, you just give them this wonderful book that's probably worth, you know, $15 to $20 as a gift. And most people, if you do that, they want to help you. They want to reciprocate, and they want more information from you. So I said, you can go to this. You know, here's I just wrote it down. Here's the title of the book, and Sports Psychology for Your Performing Edge, and. Go there this Thursday, and I can actually email you the link if you'd like. And so they would give me their email, and then I would just email them the link so that they would, you know, sort of get, ask them to do that. And most people, you know, were happy to help with that. So that's one way to use your print book to start a conversation about the ebook. So I did that, you know, at the, oh, and also Michelle said, oh my gosh, you know, I'm on, I've got my computer upstairs. I can send out a blast to all my social media groups. Let's go upstairs. And, so we go upstairs and then we go to Amazon. You could do this with anyone if you're, you know, in someone else's office or with your friends and say, okay, let's go to Amazon. There's the book link right there. And so you go to your page and you get the link. And then she says, I have a running group on Meetup. It's called Bay Area Runners. And I'm part of that. Let me put the link in there. And so she goes there and does a post and puts the link in, and boom, as soon as you put the link in, it actually puts a beautiful, you know, layout of your book, that nice, the cover there, and it gives the title and the description and the whole thing. It's just this nice little block that is all embedded in the link. So it's really nice for people to, you know, when you put that link up, it includes everything about your book. And a link for people to go and buy it. And then she said, okay, what do you want me to say about it? And I said, yeah, we'll just put, yeah, support, you know, new book sale this Thursday, 99 cents. Get the, you know, on Sports Psychology, get the book here. And so she did that. And for her meetup group, that's like 2,000 people. And then she goes, oh, let's go over to my Facebook group and we'll do, you know, put it up there. And so that's another 5,000 people. So if you have, most people have a lot of contacts in their Facebook, and there are these meetup groups that there are hundreds of running clubs on various meetup groups, and so you can have people post things there, and you can also join the meetup groups yourself, and then post a link. Usually it's better to do the local ones where you are, and just post that information there. And most people in these meetup groups are newer runners, so they're really interested in you know, your information. You know, they need that information. So that's what I did first, is the offline stuff. You know, at the, you know, that, so that just that one little incident at the nursing home, that visiting my mom turned into, you know, someone going to, you know, her, because, you know, you find somebody that's just, it really likes your book, and then they want to tell everyone about it. They'll post it in all kinds of places, and social media makes it possible to get the word out there really quickly. Same thing with Twitter. And so then I went over to the gym and did the, you know, this is just for a couple of days, not like for weeks and weeks. I was only, you know, getting the word out there for 2 or 3 days before this thing. And went to the gym, I did my swim, and then I got in the jacuzzi, and there's a guy, now I'm doing jacuzzi marketing, right? And I talked to this guy, he was talking about soccer, so I ended up telling him about the book, get out of the pool. I said, this is a great book, you know, you might want to look at, and get out of the pool dripping wet. I go get my book for him and show it to him, and he's really impressed. And then I tell, you know, gave him the book, and then asked him if he could get the, you know, my ebook on Thursday, and he said, sure. And so I did that for, you know, a few people at the gym. Went into the locker room, and now I'm doing locker room marketing. Did the same thing. And so I've got, so that's the offline kind of stuff that you can do. And then I went to my list, and yeah, some of you, if you're on my list, I think, TJ, you probably saw the emails that I put on there. I just said, well, I hadn't been in touch, you know, I've been working so diligently with you guys, with you know, Performing Edge Coach training and PECI, you're my first priority. You know, for this last year and a half, I've really you know, put all my energies into you, and I hadn't really done anything with my, you know, full list, you know, the regular list of people that are my followers. And so I felt like, you know, if you've been out of touch with your email list of people, then it's before you promote something, you want to sort of warm up your list or tell them something, give them something, some helpful information first. It's before you do marketing. So I went to my list, and I just said, yeah, I want to give you some tips about, you know, focusing. And I said, sorry, you guys already know about the bike accident. Of course, that was back in September, but no one else knew about that. So I just wanted to fill people in and said, sorry, I've been out of touch. I was in a bike accident a few months ago, and you know, and fractured my hip. And but the good news is I used the techniques from my book to, you know, to cut my recovery time in half. And so the good news is I'm back to racing again and feeling good. And then here's some tips. And then I gave them the tips about focusing. And I got this outpouring of just amazing. The next day, it's just like everyone was just emailing saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't know you were in a bike accident. And what can I do to help? And, you know, of course, it was, you know, it's been a while since that happened. But for everyone else, it was new. Brand new news. And so it was just nice to hear that people were really supportive, and people were telling me their stories. And other guys said, oh, I was just in a bike accident and I fractured my hip. And I just heard all these amazing stories. So I was just, all of a sudden, you know, you think of all these people as just being on a list, but they're real people with real lives and real challenges and goals and dreams, just like you and I. So it's really nice to get feedback from people on your list like that. So then the second email was the one I sent out Wednesday. Well, I sent it out late Wednesday night to go out Thursday morning. That was the big day of the book launch, and I said, you know, I asked a couple people, what should I put in the subject line? Because the subject line is really important for an email, and you don't want to just necessarily put something that sounds really salesy, or you won't get, people won't open it, and you don't get results. So, you know, and one of my mentors that I was training with, she said, why don't you put in, since everyone was responding to the bike accident, you know, make that the subject line. Put in my, so I put my bike accident, dot dot dot, one small request, dot dot dot, today. And so and that got a huge open rate because people are interested. Wow, what is this? You know, you know, it's like when you drive by an accident somewhere on a road, everybody's got to look, right? What happened? And so it got people's interest. And then I told them again, you know, what happened, that I was in this bike accident, and said, thank you so much for all your well wishes and it's your thoughts, and so many of you told me your stories of your injuries and your accidents, and I want to help with that. And I said I want to, you know, give you more tips on what I did, and people were wondering what I did to get better and that kind of thing. And so I said, people are asking what could they do to help, and then I said, well, I have this, a new book this Thursday, and you know, you can get it. It's a fundraiser. You can help save lives with the Leukemia Society, and it's just 99 cents this one day only. And here's the steps, and then you give people three real easy steps to do. And this is really important for your, you know, to get to number one on Amazon, is you need people to buy your book first. So you go step number one, get the book here. And then for 99 cents only, one day, you need to emphasize one day only, Thursday only, and then you give them the link for the book right there. And then you go step two, write a review, and you want to emphasize that it doesn't have to, when people think of review, they think, oh my gosh, I got to write this whole long page. But actually, it's only needs to be 20 words minimum. So just tell them, write a quick review, you know, a sentence or two. So that they can write longer ones, and a lot of people do, but they don't have to. They can just write a one-sentence one. And what happens with Amazon is once they purchase a book, it's called an Amazon verified purchase. Then they write a review. Then that they give that review a lot more weight in terms of their rankings. So you can have people, ask people just to go and write a review, and that's good too. That helps with rankings. But if they purchase the book and then write a review right afterward, then that's like worth a lot more. So that's why you want to ask people to do both if you can. I know it's hard to, you probably might be thinking you don't want to ask people to do too much, and that's true. But it's the whole process only takes probably less than a minute. You know, if you can emphasize to people, it doesn't take that long to just do the book, or get the book, and then just write a quick review of, one sentence or so. You said, so that's step two, write a quick review. And then step three, you say, is, you know, tell me about it. You know, send an email here, and I'll give you your bonus or gift, and then offer them something of value, maybe an article or a special report or something that's digital that's easy for you to deliver, so it doesn't take a lot of your time. So if you write those three simple steps in an email, and I'll give you I'll put in the members area there the what my email looked like. The steps, so that you make it real clear and you make it real simple. So it's the whole process it doesn't have to be this long thing. You think, oh, geez, you have to get a website set up for the book. And a lot of times people would, the older system was get people to buy the book and then go to this spot and come back and put in your Amazon receipt number here, and then you get this bonus, and all, you have to set all that up in your website, and it's more work and more trouble. But this way, you just make it real simple. There's no website involved. Just sending a simple email to someone saying, here's where you get the number. Step one, get the book here at this link for 99 cents, one day only, Thursday, or whatever day you choose. And then step two, write the review. Scroll down. You tell them to scroll down and you just write a review right there. And then where it says customer review, which all you did, and thank you so much for doing that. It was great. Put tears to my eyes. And then step three, tell me about it. And then you can just email them their bonus kind of thing, a report or whatever it is that you want to give them to them. So that's what I did, and I saw in the morning, by 10 o'clock I got 28 book sales, which got me to number one on sports psychology, that area, and then also I was number one in there of sports psychology Kindle books, and then sports psychology overall books, print and all those books, which is, I don't know, there's thousands of books on sports psychology. And then I was number one in the Olympic Games as well. And then I was in the morning when I first started, I was ranked with the overall rankings. I was ranked 150,000, something like that. There's millions of books on Amazon. So just to be, like I was saying, just to be ranked in the top 100,000 is considered exceptional. And the rankings just kept going up and up and up throughout the day to down to below 100,000, 70,000, and 30,000, and then I was down to 10,000, and then I was in the $5,000 range. And this is like getting up there with the real bestsellers. And by the end, 3,000, by the end of the day, I was at ranked 1,400 on Amazon, which is just unheard of for the little guys like us. So overall, it was just a really good way to get the word out there about the book, and then have that title of number one best-selling author. So, why don't you guys, if you're on mute, do you have questions? You can just, if you're muted, you can just press star 6 to ask any questions that came up about that process.
I don't have any questions. That was a really good rundown, though. I appreciate that. And as soon as I get the first part of my book written, I will do that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, TJ, you can think about it as that you don't have to write the whole book first. Just do a section of it. Yeah. And then do the 99 cent or $2.99 special, whatever you want. Yeah, that sounds great. Well, with the way the royalties work on Amazon is if your book is priced between $2.99 and $9.99, then they give you the 70% royalty. So, which is great. And then, so you could price it at $2.99, which is just as probably almost as good. Or if you do, if it's below that, if it's 99 cents to $2.99 in that range, then it's they give you 35% royalty, so it's not quite as much. But you figure with this kind of promotion, it's not gonna make a huge amount in terms of money. It's all about the rankings, or you could do the 99 cents, and then as soon as that day is over, then go back to the $2.99. But it's and if it's a fundraiser, the money goes toward whatever group. You could do a running group too, and say this is I'll make it a fundraiser for your running group, and just do a thing within that. One idea I had for another book down the road. If you do this again, you could give a talk for a running group somewhere, and then say at the end of the talk, I have this special on for my new book. And if you get it tonight, right after our talk here on your iPhone, I'll give you some special bonus, some other report. And everyone's got their iPhones with them, right? Or their smartphones. And most people are on the internet anyway. They can actually just order it on Amazon through their iPhone. What if you were giving a talk for 100 people at a running club, and those 100, and right at the end, you say, okay, now. While you're, right after I want everyone to go right now to Amazon and buy the book, and then I'll give you this report. And you'd probably get, if everyone heard you speak, you know, of course they're going to want to buy the book. You'd all of a sudden get 100 sales within, you know, 5 minutes or something. I mean, your Amazon rankings would go through the roof. So that's.
Karen, I have just a quick question in terms of, you were saying you put a portion of your book on the site. What is there kind of a minimum number? Because now I'm thinking that I like that idea of giving the money to, you know, to an organization. And so I could raise money for this Peru trip that I'm sponsoring in December.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, like, what, 32 pages? Like, would it have to be 50 pages just to sell a book, like, for 99 cents?
Maybe. Yeah, I think 32 pages would be great, yeah.
And people will pay 99 cents for that?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because, I mean, that's, yeah, that's, the price is nothing, yeah. And then you could add, if you felt like, you know, after the one-day sale, if you wanted to raise the price, you could add. That's the great thing about Kindle. You can go back and just add another chapter or something and, you know, make it 50 pages and then raise it up to, you know, $2.99 or $8.99, whatever price you want after that. So it can be, you know, you can think of your book as a dynamic, changing kind of thing. That you can, and you, that can be a that could be a selling point to it. Say, I've now added new material to the book, and so it's and then you know, raise the price up, kind of thing. So that's a great idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
TJ, that can make it more doable. So you think just get this one section done of the book, and then you think of it as creating a group of followers, because once they buy that one book, you can say at the end of the book, you know, look for part two of my book that's coming up on this other topic. So you create this kind of following of. You know, the next part is coming. You know, or what about this problem? You know, do one of those cliffhangers, and
right.
What about when you get an injury that doesn't go away or something? We're going to cover in the next book step 1, 2, and 3 to getting through that. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thanks. I actually have to run. I have a client coming, but thanks so much.
Okay. And then our next.
Rob, and I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and so it'll be May 24th. Yeah, the next one. So great.
Good luck with the interview tomorrow.
What's that?
Good luck with the interview tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you're saying good luck with your interview.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, bring your.
All right, I'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
Bring your video. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Joanne?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Jaron. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Just letting you know that I'm heading to the post office now to send you a copy of my book.
Oh, thank you.
That's an autographed copy.
Oh man, that is wonderful. I'm so excited for you. Yeah, so you're officially an author of your, well, you were before, of course, but this is of your first print book. Is that right?
Yeah, I've sold 40 copies already.
Wow.
And. You know, I have a foundation that I'm going to work with. They have underprivileged kids, and I'm going to do exactly what you did with the ebook for 99 cents. I'm going to do my whole book, though, for 99 cents to raise money for its foundation.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, people are really willing to get behind your book and your if they relate it to raising money for something, a really good cause, then it serves two purposes at once, and it really makes you, you know, a best-selling author, number one best-selling author, and also, you know, a great person to to raise money for this group. So it helps your whole image. So you're not just a marketer, but you're doing something great for a great cause too. So that's fantastic.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's great. And I'll write a review for your book and put it on my blog. And the way that you can help each other is, let's see, I think I wrote a review for one of your books. I got to go back, make sure I've got both of them up there. You've got the Performance Playbook up there. I think I wrote a review for that one. Yeah. And
the ebook edition, the Kindle edition, and then I have the regular one.
Yeah, is it on? Okay.
It's on Kindle and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, great. Yeah. Fantastic. So, yeah, you can, and for everyone there, and if Rob's still on the line, other people.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, when you go, the nice thing about, you can all help each other with, when you have a book, you go to, like, for instance, you can go to Duran's book, Performance Playbook, search on that on Amazon, and write a review. And, yeah, I encourage all of you to write a review for Duran's book now that it's out there. And then you can write something, just a couple sentences, and you can say Rob Bellow, author of, and then there's a little link, there's a little box, a button right there that says add a link. And you can't put your own website on there. If you actually put your own website, they won't accept the review, but they encourage you to put a link to your book. So if you have your own book up there, then you put you just click there, search on your own book on Amazon, and then put your link to your book there. And that way it helps, like for instance, in this case, it helps Duran with his book rankings, and then it helps you with your own book rankings, and it ties books together. So after a while, you notice when you are on Amazon and you click on you click on one book and it'll say better together, but if you bought this book, then you probably also want to buy these other books, and your book can get linked to these other, your book could get linked to Duran's book or to my book. If you go and write a review there, then after a while your book is, they start promoting, Amazon does promotion for you and promotes your book along with these other books that you've reviewed. So you can go after, like Duran, I'd suggest you go to, since you've got your new book too, you can go to other books in your genre, in sports psychology or mental training or performance, and if you write a review on those books, just say a couple word, sentence or two, and then always put the link where it says add a link, add the link to your book, then it will, Amazon will start promoting your book along with those others. So that's another great idea there. So there's a lot you can do within Amazon that way to promote your books. So
yeah, that's the Amazon day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great. So, any other questions or comments? Thanks.
I'm going to send that out for you right now, and you should get it next week, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see your book, and I'm so excited for you. Congratulations, Duran. You're a real action taker and following through doing this stuff, and you can think of your book as your best business card ever thing. And I always have a box of books in the back of my car, and whenever you're seeing someone, let's say you're out for a run and you just get back from your run, and people are sitting by their cars stretching, and that's usually when everyone's on their endorphin high. That's when, and chatting with each other, that's a great time to say, talk about, somebody's talking about a problem or whatever, their injury or something. You can say, I have this book I just wrote that might help with that. And you show them your book right there. And you could actually sell books right out of your car right there. Or also get speaking. Somebody will say, oh, gee, I've got a, group. I've got this running group. They would love to have you come talk. You could say, or if they don't say that, you can say, I'm available for talks to your club. So your book can be, it's much better than just handing them a business card. If you actually have a book, you can either sell the book to that person and try to, or if it's somebody with a lot of influence, let's say a race director you meet, or somebody who's who is the manager for or director of a large club, sports club, running club, triathlon club, or whatever, then often I'll just give them the book, autograph it to them, because that way they really get a sense of who I am and what I could offer, and that way they're much more likely to hire you as a speaker. And actually, running clubs, triathlon clubs, I've been paid $500 to $1,000 for talks. They do have, a lot of clubs have a lot of budgets, have large budgets for, medium-sized budget for speakers. So try to ask for that first, and if they don't have that available, usually you can get at least $100 or $200, or if not, then you can sell your books in the back of the room and products, and do really well with product sales as well. So, great. All right, thanks. So we'll meet on May 24th, the next meeting, and Also, I'm going to have another training tonight at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern for those people that I know, like Floyd's going to come on, who's up in Canada, who can only meet in the evening times. So look forward to that, and we'll talk to you all soon. I'm so excited for your books, and we're going to all be number one Amazon bestsellers.
That'd be cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, just keep seeing that in your mind there. Great. Okay, so, yeah, we'll talk soon. Have a great day, you guys.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Sure. Okay.
Right, take care, everybody.
Take care.
Right,
bye.
Bye-bye.